You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So we began today's show playing the clip from Dan Orlowski of ESPN's Get Up. He calls this a must-win for the Bills. I agree. I also think this is a must-win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's Dan Orlowski of ESPN.
Yeah, this is a must-win for Buffalo. And I go back to why last season ended the way it did. If you go to this matchup at home in Buffalo, Josh Allen has that massive run on fourth down that basically salts the Chiefs away, and then you go to the playoff game, that fourth down that was on the road in Kansas City where he's running around against that pressure, no plan for the protection, and it's a Hail Mary heave up with ends up being somewhat of a drop by Kincaid. For Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, that game in the playoffs has to be played in Western New York.
I understand the sentiment that Dan Orlowski is saying, and I don't disagree with what he is saying. I just think you can make a lot of those same arguments for Kansas City. Maybe not where the playoff game needs to be. We've seen Kansas City win this playoff game at home, and they've also won it in Orchard Park. But both of these teams are in a very, very contentious race in their division and for the one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs might not need it, but it certainly would be nice to have. It'd be great to play a home playoff game. It'd be great to not go on the road for potentially the AFC championship game or the divisional round. So I think the Chiefs need this. I think the Bills need this. I've told you guys, I think Buffalo will have one of the biggest fumbles that we've seen in the last decade if they don't get the one seed. Everything was built for them to get the one seed. And then if you look at the way that the season is playing itself out, we spent so much time talking about this big four quarterbacks in the AFC. I mean, Joe Burrow is injured right now. Lamar Jackson has missed a big portion of the season and is just getting back. His team is 3-5 right now. So the AFC is not shaping out the way that we thought it was. You got Denver. They're making a little bit of noise. Pittsburgh, the Chargers, some of your usual suspects, New England, but that's a team that's in Buffalo's division. So if you're Buffalo right now, the AFC, I don't want to say it feels wide open because you got to deal with Kansas City, but if it's not the Chiefs, then who? The answer needs to be the Buffalo Bills. So I think that both sides just equally need to win this game. We also talked about how much of a statement game that I think this is for Kansas City. They can be 6-3 or 5-4 heading into the bye week. There is a massive difference, and it puts a different pressure going on the road to Denver. If you are 5-4, if they're on the road going to Denver with 5-4 and Denver's got a 2-game lead and got a chance to go up 3 with 7 to go, we got to start having some different conversations about the Broncos. We got to start having some different conversations about Kansas City and the AFC West. Now, let's see how things play itself out. But I think both teams really, really need to win this game for various reasons. Let's take a trip down memory lane. I asked Rob to give me what he thinks are the 5 biggest memories from Patrick Mahomes against Josh Allen. I mean, we have to start here, don't we?
36-36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
I believe the Chiefs and Bills is the best game that Arrowhead Stadium has ever seen. I don't know if you can find a game at Arrowhead with a bigger swing or a game really, period. I mean, Kansas City is up 33-29 with 2 minutes left in the game. So you just score a touchdown. It's 2 minutes left in the game. You're thinking you just got to get one stop. Well, they go down the field. They then score a touchdown in this scenario. What? Big pass play to Gabe Davis. And then you get the ball back. And you remember, Buffalo, they're hugging each other. Buffalo feels like they won this game. They're going to the AFC Championship game. And if I'm remembering it correctly, Buffalo is then going to be hosting the game. Kansas City gets the ball back, kick the ball off, 13 seconds touchback out the back of the end zone. Next thing you know, 19-yard pass, 25-yard pass, Harrison Butker kicks a 49-yard field goal. You go to overtime, you win the coin toss, you win, you advance to the AFC Championship game. You want to talk about a swing of momentum. You go from up with a minute to go to down with 50-something seconds left. You then tie the game. You go to overtime. What an incredible ending. That is the moment, the memory from this rivalry. But trust me, there have been other ones. One thing that I hate about the way that we discuss Josh Allen, the way that we discuss his career and everything that has happened, sometimes I think it's painted like it's woe is me kind of stuff. Well, the last 2 years, Buffalo has had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to go win it. One of those times, they did this.
1:47 to go in the game on 4th-and-9 for Buffalo. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick.
Kansas City will next snap with a 34-yard.
And the Chiefs will take over at the point of the missed kick. Their own 34-yard line as Tyler Bass misses this wide to the right.
Buffalo was down 27-24. They got the ball at home with 8 minutes left in the game. They had a 6-minute and 40-second drive. This is the drive. Now, I'm not saying it ends the game. The Chiefs get the ball back. They get a chance. So the game's not over. But you got a chance to not just tie the game, you got a chance to take the lead, and you have the opportunity to put some pressure on Kansas City to where now they got to go down the field and potentially score a field goal, a touchdown to try to beat you in your building with that crowd going crazy and your defense having the ability to pin back their ears and go get after the other team's quarterback. If you guys remember, you go back, it is 1st-and-10 from the 27-yard line. Rob, they got one more yard. Now, they drove down the field. It's 1st-and-10 from the 27-yard line. You still got the 2-minute warning to go, and you still got 2 timeouts. You got to find a way to put this ball in the end zone come hell or high water. There is no excuses. You're the second-best quarterback in the NFL. You're an MVP. We think one day you're going to Canton. You're one of the greatest quarterbacks that we've ever seen. You got the other team on the ropes in your building. You've driven the ball down the field. You got to find a way to score a touchdown. 1st-and-10 from the Kansas 7-yard line. They run the ball on 1st down. They throw it twice on 2nd and then on 3rd down. Incomplete, missed field goal. Some of that's got to be on your quarterback. You did a great job getting them down the field. Phenomenal. You got to finish your breakfast. And they didn't finish their breakfast. So if you're Josh Allen, I'm not leaving it to the kicker. I'm not doing that. Not when you know you got a killer on the other side, somebody that wants to end you, and that's exactly what happens. Chiefs get the ball back, they run out the clock, and now your fans are mad, they're throwing snowballs on the field because you guys lost. So I don't want to make it seem like woe is me and the rules and the coin toss. And no, you had an opportunity. You failed on the opportunity. You lose. Good day, sir. I mean, that wasn't the only time that that happened. It happened last year, too. Don't talk to me about the tush push and the ball spot. No, you had the ball 1st-and-10 from the Kansas City 30-yard line. You didn't get to midfield. You wasn't good enough. Simple. You weren't good enough.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Here's more Josh Allen.
Four to the left side of the field. That's the wide side. Ball will be snapped on the right hash. Fourth and five, Josh Allen. Now he brings Khalil Shakir in motion. Orbit motion, now peels back to the left. Chiefs are chasing Josh Allen. He throws it up for grabs, and the pass is incomplete! Incomplete! Off the arm of the would-be receiver, Dalton Kincaid! Kansas City has the second fourth down stop in this half!
Two fourth down stops in the half, you just heard from Mitch Holtis. Two of them. Some of that's got to be on the quarterback, man. I'm not putting that on the officials. I'm putting that on your QB. You got to be better. You got to take your team down the field. It's first and 10 from the 30-yard line. You got one first down. One. Josh Allen didn't complete a pass on the drive. The drive ended at the 47-yard line. You got 17 yards with the game on the line. Josh Allen had the opportunity to go into Arrowhead and break hearts. That's what Patrick Mahomes lives for. That's what Tom Brady lives for. That's what Michael Jordan lives for. I want to go into your stadium, and I want to ensure that your fans leave heartbroken. Josh got to show us that he's built like that. I know Pat is. I know one thing, the Chiefs would have gotten field goal range at a minimum. It was a three-point game. You didn't even need to score a touchdown. You could have extended the game. It was 32-29 with 3 minutes left, and you got the ball. You got to get the ball to midfield. You didn't even give Tyler Bass a chance to miss this year's kick. You didn't get to field goal range. Embarrassing. Now, there have been a couple of other things that have happened in these games, too, that I also want to play for you guys. We've seen Patrick Mahomes mad. I would say the two times that I've seen him most upset, it was the playoff game against Jacksonville. You remember where Andy goes to tell him that he's not going back in the game. And understandably, Pat had a meltdown on the sideline. He slams his helmet. I'm good. Well, it's up to Andy to look out for you and protect you and put you in a good situation. I understand why Andy stepped in and said, hey, we'll win this game. Go make sure that you're good and we'll move on from there. And it was also after this.
20-17 Buffalo. They send another blitz. Selling out. Flag on the play. Might be a free one. They've got Kelsey at the 30. Kelsey 25. Angling back. 20. Now he's going to lateral it back at the 15-yard line. It's Tony. 10. 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. They mess around in practice with this all the time. It's going to go with a 49-yard touchdown. Kelsey, the old University of Cincinnati quarterback.
Offside. Number 19. Offense lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty. Check it out.
Boy, Pat was mad on this. Pat was mad. Who was that player, Rob, for the Pistons? Remember that time that LeBron accidentally cut him and he was like trying to go after LeBron and he's like storming
Isaiah,
on the field?
Isaiah Stewart?
I think that's him. That's how Patrick Mahomes looked on the sideline afterwards. He just looked mad. We learned two things there. Number one, We already knew this, but it was just a fun reminder. Man, Travis Kelce love a lateral, man. He was a quarterback back in the day. I could tell that Travis Kelce played a lot of NFL street, you know? I could just tell. Just played a lot of NFL street. A lot of option football. A lot of pitches. A lot of all of those things. I get it. I love it. I think we also knew right then and there that Kadarius Toney was never coming back. Never coming back. I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the game, you know, Kadarius Toney kind of leaves the locker room a little bit early. Pat kind of hangs back, and then he goes in. Hey, Andy, you free? Hey, get him off the team. Please, get him off the team. I don't want to be around him anymore. That might have been the last time that we honestly saw Kadarius Toney. I think he then opened up a SoundCloud page immediately after this. That's when he really started investing in rap after that. He knew at that point, hey, I might got to figure something else out. That's when the Chiefs told him he was hurt. He was like, I feel fine. No, you're not fine. Something's wrong. We need to get to the bottom of it. I'm telling you, Pat hasn't talked to Kadarius Toney since that day. They have not spoken to each other. Pat deleted his number out his phone. He hasn't talked to him since. Please stay away from me. I don't want to be around you. You got to get off my team. You costed me money. That's what happened. Then remember, Pat was mad for like 10 minutes after that. Remember, that's when they had the little, he went up to Josh Allen and hugged him and was still mad. He probably still mad about that. Walk up to Pat at 1587 and bring it up. He's going to have you removed from the building. He's going to have you removed from the premises. Please don't talk about this to me. You wear a Kadarius Toney jersey in there, I'm telling you, they're going to have you escorted. You're not going to be welcome back to the Lowe's after that.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.